Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa pinabagong episode. Shout out to the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about Ronin. So, yung Ronin is a cryptocurrency. Ito yung native token. Ron yung native token ng Ronin Network or Ronin Blockchain. So, yung Ronin is involved din sa Axie Infinity. So, before kasi, sa Ethereum nag-ooperate yung Axie and then eventually minigrate siya sa Ronin blockchain or sa Ronin network. And around 2-3 days ago, na-list na kasi yung Ronin sa Binance. And a lot of people are expecting and forecasting or predicting na magpupampalalo yung prices ng Ronin after niya ma-list. But kabaligtaran yung nangyari. So, before the listing, almost $3.5. Actually, $3.5 pala nung Feb 5. Itong RON token. And then eventually, nag-plummet na siya. Kita nyo, nasa 2.55 na lang siya currently. So, anong nangyari dito? Dahil maraming liquidity yung naging available for this particular token. Kasi before, sa limited exchanges lang yung pwedeng i-trade. So, sa Katana, mainly. So, sa Ronin Network din yun. Then, sa Gate.io and sa OKX. So, hindi naman ganun kataas yung volume dun. And then, eventually, na-list nga siya sa Binance. So, ang daming liquidity na pumasok. So, yung mga nag-hold nung RON tokens, dinump, since maraming ang liquidity. Kita nyo yung volume, the last 24 hours, $42.2 million. Then sa RAP Ethereum RON na pair sa Katana. So sa DEX tong Katana, $13.2 million lang. Although pagka pinag-add up mo to, malaki din. So 21, 24, 27, around almost $30 million din. But kita nyo, sa Binance lang, nasa $42.2 million yung volume the last 24 hours. So ganun lang talaga minsan. So ang dami nag-hype up, nakita ko sa Twitter and sa ibang social media platform na mag-moon itong Ronin. But of course, hindi nangyari. Nag-dump nga siya. Although, yes, nangyari din naman kasi tingnan natin yung chart sa TradingView. So kung simula pa lang nung na-launch itong token na to, nung around 2022, January 2022, nag-start siya around 4.2. Nag-open ng $2 and then nag-high ng $4.2 and then nag-low ulit ng that same week ng $2 and then eventually nag-plummet na siya. So pagkatingin natin, down to nang from the high, so around 90-ish%. So ano bang lowest niya? Probably dito. Actually dito pala. Yan. Mayroon natin mga 95%. So yung mga unang bumili, they are in the red. Pero karamihan naman, like for me din personally, finarm ko lang din itong Ronin token. Kasi dati merong parang reward system. Maglalagay ka lang ng, I believe, AXS and RAP Ethereum. So, magka-fund ka lang dun. And then, pwede mo siyang stake as that pair para nagpo-provide ka ng liquidity dun sa Katana DEX. So, dun sa ecosystem ng Ronin, nung binubuo pa lang nila, nung nagsistart pa lang itong Ronin Network or Ronin Blockchain. So, ito yung Ronin yung naging reward. So, syempre iba nag-take profit and syempre iba bumili. Kasi iniisip nila, hindi, tataas pa yan but eventually, nag-drop na 95%. But, if you just stick to this token, so, for example, DCA ka lang po ba or ni ka talaga ni mo ginalot ng token na to. Dito ako bumili nung sobrang depressed na nung value nung price action. So, dito nag-up ng 428%. And then, kung nag-hold ka hanggang ngayon, so yun, up ka ng 864%. Or kung nag-take profit ka dito sa TokTok, up ka ng 1,200%. So, around 13x, no? Kung nakabili ka dito. So, yung average price ko was around, believe, kasi bumili din ako nung nag-dump ngayon eh. So, dati 0.68, so 68 cents per run. And then, eventually, I think nag-0.78 na ako. So, around here. Where is it? 0.78. So, sabihin natin dito. So, yan, up pa rin naman ako ng around 228%. And doon na dito ano, nasa taas around 350%. So, nakita ko yan. Hindi pa rin ako nagbebenta kasi naka-stake lang din ako. Since nagbibigay naman siya ng rewards every day. And then, malaki din naman yung APR. So, around 15-ish% minus the commission ng mga delegators. So, yun. And, syempre, malaki pa rin naman yung upside nito. Wala pa rin naman tayo nasa early stages pa lang tayo ng bull market. Wala pa tayo sa actual bull market kasi mataas pa rin yung interest rate. So, hindi pa rin nagbibigay kung kailan yung US Fed, kung kailan sila magka-cut ng rates. So, unless bumaba yung interest rates, hindi tayo mag-full on bull market. Kasi, capital is expensive kapag mataas yung interest rate. And kapag binaba yun, almost zero na ulit, 0% na yung interest rate, then that means na nasa quantitative easing na ulit tayo. And mura na or cheap na ulit yung capital. And eventually, syempre, i-inject yung capital na yun dito sa mga markets na to. Sa stock market, sa equity market, and dito sa cryptoverse, sa crypto market. Then ito naman yung daily chart. Kita nyo yung drop talaga no isang araw, 18% from the high. So, malaking bawas din yun sa valuation ng token. And then, down na siya ng around 28-29%. From the high before siya malist dun sa Binance. And again, yung explanation lang dyan is because nagkaroon nga ng liquidity, maraming liquidity, so nag-dump yung iba, nakita ng ibang holders or ng ibang traders na this is a good opportunity to offload some of their holdings or like everything para sa iba. So just they just took profits. But yeah, for me, I'm still holding since I think malaki pa rin yung iaakyat nitong Ronin. Kasi isipin mo lang yung sa AXS before. AXS. So nag-ano rin siya. Nag 100 something. So if mag-run ng ganito din yung Ronin, so $2, $3 is still cheap. Kasi yung AXS dati cents lang din, diba? So, dito nag-pump na rin siya ng konti. Naging $6. Then, eventually, yan. Umakyat siya ng sobra. Nung sumabay siya dun sa bull market. And, of course, dun sa NFT. And sa play-to-earn hype. So, probably, hindi naman ganito yung irarun. Sabihin natin, dito ka nakabili. So, up ka ng around 23,000%. That's crazy. So, again, ito yung pwedeng maging potential ng Ronin. And of course, kailangan din natin i-consider yung, what they call this, yung market cap. So, check natin yung market cap ng RON. So, yung current market cap, fully diluted market cap na to, is around $2.5 billion. So, sabihin natin mag-10x siya. So, around $25 yung magiging price ng RON. Then, yung magiging market cap niya is around $25 billion. So, pagka nag 100x siya, mayiging 250 billion yung market cap, and mayiging 250 USD yung isang RON. So of course, probably hindi siya mag 100x in the next bull run, but we'll never know. So may tanong natin, we just have to wait and see. But yung 10x is still a big possibility, kasi yung 25 billion US dollars naman na market cap sa crypto is medyo maliit lang din. So currently, So market cap 842 billion sa Bitcoin, 284. So almost ka market cap ng Ethereum, or almost same value ng Ethereum. So probably magta-top 10 yung RON if ever mag-run siya. Ito na ba yung RON? And ito na yung Ronin. So nasa ano na siya? Number 82. So, yung market cap dito is 754 lang kasi hindi pa siya fully diluted. But, I think it's best na doon natin i-base para naka-take into account na yung full market supply. dapat yun. Diba kung mag 10x lang, nasa 7.5 billion lang. And then kung mag 100x, nasa 75 billion US dollars lang din. But of course, you have to take into account yung fully diluted na market cap. So yun lang man guys. Hopefully, nakatulong to sa inyo. And thank you very much for watching and listening. I will see you all in the next one. Always remember, be Peso Smart.